This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when a columnist makes a great point. His name is Will Salatin, and he was writing for The Bulwark, but he makes a point that begins that Nikki Haley has now beaten Donald Trump twice in Iowa and New Hampshire among two groups of voters. The question is, which two? And do those voters matter? Do they matter in terms of determining the outcome of the nomination fight? Not really, even though Nikki Haley is entirely correct about the fact that they basically have awarded only a total of, 45 delegates, and she has 17 of them. And that there are literally thousands of delegates left to go. That's true. But it does look like it's going to be very, very hard for her to make this into a race. But those voters where Nikki Haley did much better than Donald Trump are very crucial to the general election. We'll be talking about that with Will Salatin coming up. And speaking with Ambassador John Bolton, who was the top foreign policy member of the White House staff, and not, and that of course leaves out the State Department, which is a separate department of government. But John Bolton was the National Security Advisor. It's the same kind of post that Colin Powell held early in the George H.W. Bush administration during the first Gulf War. Condoleezza Rice held that post later on. Important people. And that was John Bolton's position with the Trump administration. He has now announced he's not going to be voting for Donald Trump. The question is, why not? We will ask that question of Ambassador John Bolton coming up. And meanwhile, there is a piece by Daniel Henninger. And it's an extremely strong piece, it seems to me, that raises an issue that I honestly cannot imagine how people can argue the other side. And if you want to argue the other side, by the way, feel free to call us. We'll take the argument, and I'd love to hear it. 1-800-955-1776. The headline is, Trump should debate Haley. And the really question would be, why not? The one word that will pervade this year's U.S. presidential election, writes Daniel Henninger at the Wall Street Journal, is electability. We know that more than 60% of all voters want a candidate other than Mr. Trump or President Biden. Mr. Trump believes, as do many others, that Mr. Biden's manifest infirmities make him unelectable. Democrats want Mr. Trump as their Republican candidate because they believe he is unelectable. The AP VoteCast survey found that in New Hampshire, 21% of New Hampshire Republican primary voters say they won't vote for Mr. Trump in November. It's just stunning. And by the way, for voters in the Republican primary, there's a Fox News poll that shows 35% say they won't vote for Trump in November. In the Iowa caucuses, the share was 15%. A Fox News voter analysis of New Hampshire Republican primary voters Tuesday found 49% of them say they are concerned Mr. Trump is, quote, too extreme to win the general election. And again, 35% of them featured on Fox say they won't vote for Trump, even if he wins the nomination. it is legitimate to raise two matters that will be relevant to 2024's result. First, the disposition Mr. Trump presents to uncommitted voters. And then the question of what exactly a second Trump presidency would stand for. Also hanging over Mr. Trump's head is an X factor. The apparent association that a significant number of voters make between a criminal conviction of the former president and not voting for him. The practical answer is that if Mr. Trump doesn't offer much more than the personal on view Tuesday night, that was when he gave his, what has been described as his temper tantrum, when he beat Nikki Haley and then found it necessary to criticize her dress. Really wasn't such a fancy dress, after all. The practical answer is that if Mr. Trump doesn't offer much more than the personality on view Tuesday night, he's likely to spend the next 9.5 months losing so many independents and disaffected Republicans that he will be less electable than even Joe Biden. The solution is to man up. Debate Nikki Haley. If he thinks she's a loser, stand on a stage and prove it. Take voters past the rallies. For starters, it's assumed that the GOP is divided between globalists and America Firsters. What does that mean? Mr. Trump Tuesday gave Vivek Ramaswamy a minute to say something. Mr. Ramaswamy introduced two large subjects, saying Ms. Haley wants to cut your Social Security to fork over more money to Ukraine so some kleptocrats can buy a bigger house. Does Mr. Trump intend to defund Ukraine? Would his solution to ending that war include ceding Crimea and eastern Ukraine to Russia? Does he think the North Atlantic Treaty Organization members, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, deserve U.S. support? Mr. Trump says, writes Daniel Henninger, most of the world's troubles wouldn't have happened on his watch. That isn't an answer anymore. They would become his problem. What would a President Trump do to stop the Houthis from shutting down shipping lanes in the Red Sea? Mr. Trump attacked Governor Haley on reforming Social Security. The trustees of Social Security and Medicare say full funding for the two entitlements runs out within 10 years. What is Mr. Trump's solution to that reality? Mr. Trump has proposed a 10% tariff on all goods imported into the U.S. How would he avoid making U.S. consumers pay higher costs from a global round of retaliation? For now, writes Henninger, Mr. Trump is giving independents and unpersuaded Republicans months to let their opposition harden. If he won't debate Governor Haley, what else is he hiding? It does seem to me, frankly, that given the fact that both President Trump and Nikki Haley are formidable communicators, and the idea that one can understand that President Trump, as the front runner, doesn't feel the need to get up with, and there are five other candidates standing on stage, all of them aiming their barbs at him. Okay, but this is one other candidate, the one survivor. And if there is going to be some kind of meaningful choice that Republicans are going to make, then why not debate your opponent? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Coming up, I want to talk with Will Salatin, who has written about the two groups that Nikki Haley won against Donald Trump in New Hampshire. Two groups that could be decisive, not necessarily in the rest of the primary, but could be decisive in the general election coming up starting this summer. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Thank you.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved show, Nikki Haley, of course, lost the primary in New Hampshire. The final vote was apparently 55% for President Trump and 43% for Nikki Haley. They're still counting some of the votes, so it's not absolutely final. But it was a clear and decisive verdict. But Will Salatin, who writes for The Bulwark, he is the author of Bearing Right, How Conservatives Won the Abortion War. That was first published back in 2003, so a somewhat prophetic book. Will Salatin has a column that mentions that Nikki Haley has beaten Donald Trump twice in Iowa and New Hampshire among two groups of voters. And you've heard all the talk about suburban moms and about independence and about people who are less committed to a right-to-life point of view. But this is a fascinating two groups that could be crucial in the election, the general election coming up. Okay, Will Salatin, who are the two groups that Nikki Haley won in both Iowa and in New Hampshire that people should pay more attention to?
Well, so in these exit polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, they ask a lot of demographic questions like, are you suburban, are you male or female, that kind of thing. But they also ask questions about substance, about policy, and about Donald Trump. And two of the questions they ask are whether you believe that Joe Biden legitimately won the 2020 presidential election. And another one is whether if Donald Trump were to be convicted of crimes, he would be unfit to serve as president. And so using those two questions, I just looked at who's voting for Donald Trump and who's voting for Nikki Haley. And among people who voted in the Republican caucuses in Iowa and in the Republican primary in New Hampshire, people who said that Joe Biden legitimately won in 2020 overwhelmingly voted for Nikki Haley. And people who said that if Donald Trump were to be convicted of a crime, he would be unfit to serve as president also voted for Nikki Haley. And the problem that Nikki Haley had and that she has in general is that those voters are only a minority of the Republican Party in Iowa. Only about a third of the caucus electorate accepted that Joe Biden had legitimately won or accepted that if Trump were to be convicted of a crime, he would be unfit to serve. And those, so Haley's problem is the composition of the Republican electorate. Most people in America are on what I regard to be the sensible position on those two issues, that Joe Biden, whatever you may think of him, did legitimately win, and that, you know, someone who's convicted of a crime is unfit to serve as president. But not enough of those people, Michael, are voting in Republican presidential primaries.
But the indications are, looking at the polling, and your excellent column really led me to probe a little bit deeper, the people who believe that Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States, and many of those people who believe that also want to replace him as president of the United States, they're not necessarily Joe Biden fans, but okay, we had an election. The fact is that this may be a majority in the Republican Party, but it's totally unrepresentative of the public at large. Do you have a general figure as to what percentage of Americans at large believe that Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States?
I need to look again at the polling. Last I checked, it was, you know, in the vicinity of two-thirds.
Right, so about 70% is what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it is unrepresentative. And I think you're very much right to draw a distinction between having conservative views on policy issues and taking these rather insane positions about what happened in the 2020 election. I mean, you can disagree with Joe Biden about border policy or inflation or any of those things. And Nikki Haley is looking for conservative voters who agree with her on those issues. But her problem is that just so much of the Republican electorate is so devoted to these non-political and what I regard as, you know, morally insane positions about
majority of people. You also bring up a third group of people. A majority of Republicans support President Trump's idea that when he is elected president again, he is going to pardon all of the January 6th criminals who attacked police officers and attacked the Capitol building. And that's
right.
Also a majority of Republicans who think that's a good idea.
Right. And just to sort of clarify for people, look, I understand the argument that there are people who went to who attended the rally on January 6th and had no idea what was going to happen, didn't go to the Capitol, didn't break in. But, Michael, these are questions like this particular question in New Hampshire was, do you support full pardons for all Americans, and this is the quote, arrested for their participation in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. So rioters, right, not just people who were at the Ellipse. And on that question, the percentage was 58% of the people who were voting in the Republican primary in New Hampshire supported the pardons. And Michael, that understates the actual number because a lot of those folks are independents. A lot of people who voted in the Republican primary, independents, and those people tended to be less supportive. So I'd have to check the Republican figure, but I think it was significantly higher than 58%.
Okay, if I can ask you something, I mean, you've written about this very meaningfully. When you talk to people, and I know you do, that's your job, writing for the Bulwark. But what is the best argument that people give of any that you've heard that it was a stolen election? How do we know that it was a stolen election, that it was rigged, that Joe Biden didn't really win?
Well, the best argument, and I'm just going to be very fair here, the best argument I have heard is that states changed because of COVID, changed their policies about how the election was going to be run without going through their legislatures. And the problem with that argument, I mean, that's at least not a factual lie about whether there was fraud. There was not enough fraud, and every investigation that's been done has found not enough fraud in any case to have turned any of the states. So it is true that some states did not go through the legislatures, but the problem is that claim was adjudicated by courts. They went to the courts and said, you know, should we, you know, does that mean that those states' votes should be thrown out? And not a single one of those courts did they rule that on the merits that they should be overturned. And so ultimately it comes down to a question of courts. That may be your feeling about the way going around the legislatures, but we have courts in this country. That is our institution for resolving such disputes. And if you're not going to accept that, then you're in a position of rejecting the judiciary, and that is a very dangerous position.
And again, when you're talking about the majority of people who voted in these primaries who believe that there should be full pardons of anyone who was arrested on January 6, 2021. Will, can you stay for a little bit more conversation?
Sure.
Great. I hope we can. We will pursue what this means and what you can do for the Republican Party future. Coming up with Will Salatin of the Bulwark.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, "We will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse."
The people pushing this deal knew. No, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved show, speaking with Will Salatin, who is a writer, a columnist for The Bulwark, he's also the author of Being Right, How Conservatives Won the Abortion War. In his new column about Nikki Haley and her success with people who might be part of the what people call the reality caucus sometimes, he brings up a December Yahoo News YouGovernment survey where it showed that 53% of self-identified Republicans said they would approve of Trump pardoning himself if he were to regain the presidency after being convicted of a serious crime. 63% also said that Trump should appoint a special prosecutor to go after Biden and his family. Actually, there is a special prosecutor right now, Mr. Weiss, and we'll see what happens with that. 71% endorsed Trump's promise to be a dictator on day one, but not after. What do you make of all of this? What has happened to our politics? I mean, I was a very, very enthusiastic supporter of President Reagan, but no one would even ask the question, would you support Reagan being a dictator for a day? What is going on exactly, do you think, that all of these questions have become very current and very pressing?
Well, essentially, I think what's happened is that the Reagan Republican Party has just been taken over by Trumpers, and it's become sort of vaguely culturally conservative, but I hesitate to use the term conservative because traditionally conservative, certainly in the Reagan era, entailed certain principles, you know, respect for the Constitution, for personal freedom, a strong role for America and the world, fiscal responsibility, law and order. And what the Trump people have done is essentially thrown out all of those principled commitments in favor of some sort of a set of resentments, I guess. I mean, think about what Donald Trump is running on against Nikki Haley. His complaints are that she wants to aid, she wants to support Ukraine, and it's a self-defense against Russia, and that she wants to rein in entitlement spending. He's attacking her for that. He's attacking her for having opposed his 2015 travel ban, which was a ban on all Muslims, even though she supported the 2017 travel ban, which was a ban on terrorists from specific countries. So he's essentially, Trump is running against a lot of Reaganite principles that Haley is standing for. And so I think what's going on here is kind of a battle between the Reagan and Trump versions of conservatism.
Now, what's interesting is you don't normally hear, you'll hear people talking about globalists and rhinos. They don't normally include President Reagan with those condemnations, do they?
Well, because Trump is such a petty person, he loves to compare himself favorably to Reagan in various ways, that he's somehow more important or better than Reagan. But the attack on globalism, they just circumvent the whole history of what Reagan stood for. I mean, all you hear from Republican leaders today is sort of following in Donald Trump is, we have to protect our own border, which is true. But they argue that because of that, we mustn't pay attention to anyone else's border. Well, of course, the world is full of dictators like Putin and President Xi, people who love to hear us say that we won't defend anyone else's borders because they want to take over the world. And Ronald Reagan, of course, would never have stood for that.
Can you see a realistic path for someone other than Donald Trump to become the nominee of the Republican Party for the presidency of the United States in 2024?
In 2024, it's going to be very difficult because the only way that I can see this happening is if there is some legal event that, let's say, a jury conviction of Trump. And if you believe the polling, even that is not enough to turn enough Republicans against nominating him. I think and believe me, Michael, if we get to the Maryland primary and I am, you know, I'm watching this, and if there's anyone in this race other than Donald Trump, Nikki Haley is still around. Although I am generally a supporter of Joe Biden, would like register as a Republican, do what the people in New Hampshire did. Vote for whoever on the Republican side can take out Donald Trump, because I think of him as an existential threat. But the more likely scenario is that Trump wins the nomination this year. And then the job of all Americans is to make sure that Trump loses the general election, loses it significantly, because democracy is a very blunt instrument. As a voter, you don't always get what you want, but you can negate, you can take down threats. And if the Republican Party loses yet another election with Donald Trump at the helm, maybe conservatives will get the message that they need to be a different kind of party, that they need to go back to being more of a Reagan party.
Who do you think, looking forward to the Republican future, with people had high hopes at one point about Ron DeSantis, not so much anymore. And it's interesting, by the way, since he endorsed Trump, he's been doing interviews where he's been more critical of Trump than he was when he was running against him. But who do you see as a figure for the Republican future?
Well, it's very hard for me to imagine what I think of as traditional Republicans now representing the Republican Party as the leader of the Republican ticket, because I think it's very hard to take this party back from the Trumpers. I think it's more likely that a conservative figure, someone like Liz Cheney, who's widely understood to be a principled conservative, would begin to form a new party or a movement that's distinct from what we now think of as the sort of the Trump Republican Party. I don't see how Liz Cheney could ever get the nomination. And you look at polling among Republicans,
no,
Trump has just turned them all. She's despised. She's despised for the reasons because she actually stands for things. And, but she is the person who is very charismatic and I would like to believe some conservative party would unite behind someone like that. But for anyone that you and I could name who might plausibly win the Republican presidential nomination, even in 2028, can you think of one who has actually stood squarely against Donald Trump? I can't.
The presidential nomination this year, Chris Christie would be the closest, wouldn't he?
Right, and he had nowhere to go. And I mean,
no.
Think that lovely moment when he was on the hot mic And he said, you know, he said the truth. He was talking to, I think, the chair of his New Hampshire campaign. He said, we told them the truth, and they don't want to hear it. That's what and he's right. He was speaking. This goes back to the problem we began talking about, why Hinckley can't win. It's because of the Republican primary electorate. So it's very hard for someone like Chris Christie, who is standing for these Reaganite Republican principles and is telling the truth about Donald Trump, it's very hard for him to win in a Republican primary, even though you and I both know that in a general election, someone like that would be very attractive.
Well, again, general elections are different from primary elections, always have been. Are you working on a new book, a follow-up about winning the war on abortion?
No, I'm not that issue in particular, although it's very interesting to me to see how this has played out, because I always thought that the Supreme Court would stop short of actually explicitly overturning Roe v. Wade. And now that that's happened, I would have predicted to you that if that had happened, and the reason why I thought it wouldn't happen was because of the backlash, because there are so many people in this country who are morally pro-life, who are culturally pro-life, who believe that it's wrong to, in general, to have an abortion and that we should have as few abortions as possible, who do not go to the extent of saying, therefore, we should use the criminal law to prohibit it and to prosecute people who participate in abortions that throw doctors in jail and that kind of thing. So I think what you're starting to see in this country is a rebellion against those kinds of laws.
Will Salatin, you can read his column about Nikki Haley's problem. We'll post it at our website at michaelmedved.com, and we'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. rates, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned earlier in the show that there has been yet another flip of the dial, or switch of the dial, or just a flip-flop for Hamas. And because what happened on October 7th, and certainly for several months after October 7th, the terrorists at Hamas had been extraordinarily proud of their success in killing and torturing and abusing the bodies of Israeli civilians, and then of course taking more than 240 people hostage in addition to the more than 1,200 people they murdered. And there was no attempt to deny it. There was no attempt to hide it. In fact, they broadcast this material. I've seen some of it. I wish I hadn't, frankly. But it is so sickening and so mind-bending that it's extraordinary that any human being could be proud of the kind of footage that included that one famous clip of a young man calling home to his mother and saying, "Mama, Mama, you're going to be so proud of me. I killed 10 Jews today." This is not a comedy. This is not a satire. It's not a joke. It's a crime and a tragedy. And then recently that has been compounded by people, a lot of them who are Holocaust deniers, a lot of whom are QAnon people, people who believe in all kinds of weird conspiracies, saying, no, Hamas didn't do this. That it was actually a false flag operation. It was the Israelis who did it to themselves. And, of course, that was ridiculous because Hamas had never said anything like that. They had only claimed credit. Then, earlier this week, for the first time, they were issuing press releases where they said, no, they never killed any civilians. The only people they killed were other fighters and people in Israeli army uniforms. And no, it's not true that they kidnapped little children. Some of those children have been among the hostages who were already released, by the way. Thank God. But there are other children, including a one-year-old, just celebrated his first birthday, who are still being held hostage by Hamas. Okay, this whole thing has been settled now. Yes, they did do it, and they are proud of it. There was an editorial that was placed on the Al Jazeera website So it's very public. And it begins, it's by one of the members of the Politburo, one of the ruling members of Hamas, who is living, I believe, in Qatar right now. Very few of the leaders of Hamas actually live in Hamas. They are out of harm's way, living in Emirates or Qatar or elsewhere. In any event, he writes, 100 days after the heroic resistance operation of October 7th and the start of the fascist Zionist aggression against our Palestinian people, the main question is, after 100 days of war, what next? We are still in the midst of a cruel war on every level, and it may be too early to draw the conclusions, but all the signs indicate one thing, namely that the situation after October 7th will not be the same as the situation before October 7th. You got that right, at least, in terms of the strategic condition of the struggle of our Palestinian people and its just cause. And they refer to the operation on October 7th as Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, trying to relate this in some way to the mosque that was built in the 7th century on top of the Temple Mount. On the regional level, the Al-Aqsa Flood War has essential and strategic outcomes, the most important of which may be the neutralizing of the disastrous normalization plan that was certain to result in the elimination of the Palestinian cause. That normalization plan was featuring Saudi Arabia and joining Egypt and the Gulf Emirates and Jordan in actually recognizing the existence of Israel. The glorious war in Palestine will no doubt have a profound impact on the way that peoples of the region view themselves and their ability to act and achieve change. Okay, so in other words, part of what he is suggesting is that, no, we attacked. We did it, and we're extraordinarily proud of it. Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, they say, provided an unusual moment and a strategic opportunity not only for our Palestinian people, but for our Arab and Islamic nation, and so forth. There's also a piece today, actually, it appeared yesterday, by Brett Stevens in the New York Times. And one of the things he's asking about is the meaning of Gaza's tunnels. He starts out, according to a report this month in the New York Times, Israeli defense officials now estimate that Hamas's tunnels measure between 350 and 450 miles of tunnels in a territory that's just 25 miles long. By comparison, the London Underground is only 249 miles long. Some of Gaza's tunnels are wide enough for cars. Some are more than 150 feet deep. Some serve as munitions depots. Others are comfortably kitted out as command bunkers. Israeli officials also estimate that there are 5,700 separate entrances to the tunnel network, many of them with access from civilian homes and some directly beneath Gaza City's main hospital, which U.S. intelligence agencies say was also used as a Hamas command center. Within that maze, scores of Israeli hostages, including a year-old infant, are being held without fresh air, sunlight, adequate medicine or food, or visits from the Red Cross. All of this should radically reconfigure the world's understandings of what Hamas has done in and to Gaza. It has turned the territory into a gigantic military fortress, purpose-built to attack Israel, to endure Israeli retaliation and interpose civilian lives and to an infrastructure as part of its means of defense. Imagine any other government doing something similar to its people, say putting the NORAD command center directly below Times Square for a sense of the outrage Hamas is perpetrating against its own people. That's not the only outrage. How much did it cost to fund these tunnels? That's actually something I've mentioned on the air before and something I think about a lot. And Brett Stevens writes, how much concrete, steel, and electricity did it divert from civilian needs? How many millions of hours of labor were given to the effort? What was the cost of building up its stockpile of thousands of rockets, which continue to be fired at Israel every day? How many ordinary Gazans had to be conscripted into the effort of miserably shoveling dirt deep underground, and how many perished in the effort? We may never know for sure. But in 2014, around the time Israel first started to get a sense of the scale of Hamas's tunnel network, the Wall Street Journal cited Israeli military officials reporting that the cost of building 32 tunnels, a small fraction of what has since been constructed, came to around $90 million. And again, when you look at the insanity of defending this regime. Brett Stevens writes, it's possible that Israel could fight with more discrimination to spare Palestinian lives while still destroying Hamas's ability to make war. If so, it behooves Israel's constant critics to explain precisely how, and to do so in a way that doesn't let Hamas off the hook. Otherwise, the tragic reality of this war is that it is going to be catastrophic for Gaza, not because Israel wills it, but because Hamas spent years of cynical efforts to make it so. Hamas could have avoided this tragedy if it had turned Gaza into an enclave for peace rather than terror. It could have averted it if it had not started four previous rounds of war against Israel. It could have averted it if it had honored the ceasefire that held on October 6th. It could have lessened the blow against Gazans by fighting in the open, not behind civilians. It could have eased by releasing all of its hostages. It could end it now by surrendering its leaders and sending its fighters into exile, which is a hope that one can cherish for the sake of Israel, for the sake of world peace, and for the sake of the future security of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
It's so cool.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.